Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. This is Coffee with Kazen number 39. Let's get it popping. Question for the folk non-town back. Shit. That's all. We got a first one. Daily Chihuahua. What's up, my friend? Welcome to the live. Ask your questions. Leave your comments. Do whatever you got to do. I'm going to be here probably 30 minutes. Not too little, not too much. You know, your daily dose of life in English. So ask your question. Say what's up, Preppy or Preepy. What's up, Jordan Armstrong? Welcome to the live. This is Coffee with Kazen number 39. Ask any and all questions you got, man. How to learn phrasal verbs easily? That's a great question. I would say, I don't know if there's an easy way to learn phrasal verbs, but what I would say is if I were learning English and I had to learn phrasal verbs, which you do need to learn phrasal verbs, I would say you could study lists of phrasal verbs. You could search for like phrasal verbs for exercise, phrasal verbs for the kitchen, that kind of thing, and study that way if that's what works for you. But honestly, bro, the answer to a lot of your vocabulary questions or the solution to a lot of your problems when learning vocabulary is just practice, bro. When you're constantly talking to real people, you'll, especially natives, you'll quickly see that we use phrasal verbs all the time. And if you're just listening attentively, if you know how to listen, you slowly pick up on, that's a phrasal verb, you slowly pick up on the phrasal verbs that we actually use on a daily basis. Because there's hundreds, bro. It's a ridiculous number of phrasal verbs that you, quote unquote, have to learn. But we don't use them all the time. So when you're talking to real people, you can quickly see which ones we use. And I think just with attentive listening skills, you start to use the context to understand how people use these phrasal verbs, you know. So maybe this isn't the best answer to your question, but I would say just talk to more real people and listen more attentively, because we use phrasal verbs all the time in casual speech. Now, when it's your turn to put them into practice, that's how you're going to remember them. I would say, one, talking to more people, like I just said, but also writing is really, really, really helpful, because writing in English is the same thing as thinking in English. You have to think the sentence before you can write it, right? So when you're writing every single day, it doesn't have to be a book, but a paragraph, two paragraphs, one page, with the intention of putting specific vocabulary into practice. I mean, I don't know what else you could do. You just have to do it consistently. A lot of people will do it for like 2 or 3 days and then stop. And then 2 weeks will pass with no study and no practice, no nothing, and then they'll start again. And in 6 months, after that pattern of studying, they're like, oh my God, my English is terrible. I have no vocabulary. I can't speak. It's because you're not practicing consistently, you know? So that was a really long answer to your question, but that's my answer. Just practice more with real people, because the more you use the language, the easier it is to remember the language. I mean, it's pretty simple. Oh, I almost forgot, bro. Class registration for August 2022 is now open. So if you're looking for or interested in private English classes with me specifically, go to my website, lifeinenglish.net/class, or just click the link in my bio. Where are you from? From everywhere. The United States. I grew up in a lot of different cities. My family moved around a lot when I was a kid, so I'm not from like one specific city. But I spent like half my life in California and the other half in Georgia. What microphone do you have? This is a Samson Q2U. The letter Q, the number 2, the letter U. Search for it on Amazon or Google or whatever. I paid like $69, $70 for this microphone 4 years ago, and it still works. So you don't need the best, most expensive, fancy equipment. Just buy a cheap microphone off Amazon. It works just fine. It's not the equipment. It's the content, right? I'm interested about English from Saudi Arabia. Click the link in my bio, man. Class registration for next month is now open. Spots are limited, so go check it out and register now. Man, I love when creators read their fans' comments. And your name was Tony. That's what's up. I'd like to comment on that real quick. I think that's the whole point of the live stream, is to interact with people. I also don't understand when people do live streams and don't interact with the people watching. Then what's the point, you know? And I don't see you guys as fans. I'm not like an entertainer or a celebrity or nothing. You guys are my students. You know what I mean? I'm teaching y'all. So if I didn't read the comments, there would be no point in doing this. At least that's the way I think about it. How's life in California? To be honest, I don't know exactly. I live in Georgia. I haven't lived in California since 2017. So I don't know exactly. But what I do know is it's fucking expensive, bro. Ridiculously expensive. So if you plan to visit or move to California, think twice. Try to meet some people from the state and ask them, how are things right now? Last time I checked, gas was like $7 a gallon. And here in the South, it's like $4 right now. I remember 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago, I was talking to a dude. I was teaching English to a guy who lived in San Francisco. And for a one-bedroom apartment, probably less than 50 square meters, much less than that, he was paying $2,000 just for rent. Not electricity, water and gas, internet, transportation, food, insurance, none of that. Just rent, bro. Just rent. For a one, but like, bruh. The same apartment right now in the South, you could probably find for $700, $800, or $900. Maybe a little bit more because everything is getting more expensive these days, but $2,000. That was years ago. Imagine now. Fucking crazy, bro. Do you teach English or can you teach Spanish as well? I mean, I try to be very careful about that. A lot of people ask me that when they hear me speak Spanish, but to be honest with you, I just don't feel comfortable teaching a language that's not mine. Because I haven't been certified to teach it. My grammar is not perfect. There are words that I don't know, expressions I don't understand. So I could teach you the basics, but like, I would probably just recommend you find a native speaker or a certified teacher to make sure they're teaching you the right thing. If it's conversational Spanish, I could probably help you or somebody else. But I just always felt weird about that. Like, how could I teach Spanish when I'm learning Spanish? You know what I mean? So hopefully that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. Let me know. Do you have any tips on how to grow my ability to think in English? Yes, I have two very simple tips. But the only requisite for these tips, the only way they're going to work, I mean, is if you do them consistently. Number one is talk to real people. That's it. The more you use the language, the easier it gets to use the language. Just like the more you tie your shoes, the easier it gets. Just like the more you play soccer, the easier it gets. It's just a skill, like every other skill. So ask yourself, what skills do I have? How did I learn them? Apply the same methodology to learning a language. It's just practice every single day. The more you talk in English, the more you're forcing yourself to think in English. And when you don't know how to say something, then you go search, how do I say this? Google Translate is free. Just stop being lazy. And I don't mean you specifically. I'm not calling you lazy. I'm talking to everyone listening right now. Stop being so fucking lazy and just practice. Just practice. And when you don't know how to say something, go find out how to say it. That's it. Number two is writing. Keep a journal on Google Docs or whatever writing app that you use. And just every day, every morning, take 10 to 20 minutes and write about what you dreamed about or what you plan to do today, how you're feeling this morning. And then at the end of the day, write about what you did. Now you're practicing past tense. Write about what you did and how you felt and what was interesting that happened today. How do you feel at the end of the day? What are you trying to achieve this week? You can write about anything you want, but writing and thinking are the same thing. Except when you're writing, you have time to think and then write. But you cannot write without thinking first. So you're training your brain to produce thoughts in English, and then you write them down. And if you just do that every day for months or years, not days, not weeks, but months or years, there's no way you're not going to improve. There's no way you're not going to get better. Like, you think if you play basketball every day for the next 2 years, you're not going to get better at basketball? Of course you are. Especially if you're playing with other people that have been playing for years. So using that same analogy, you think you're not going to get better at speaking and thinking in English if you don't do it every day? If you do it every day for the next 2 years? Of course you are. Especially when you're practicing with people who have been speaking English for years. So if you want to think more easily in English, speak more English, and write more English. Both of those things require you to think in English before you do them. So I really don't know any other way to do it effectively, you know? Like, I think I'm good at listening and writing, but I struggle when talking. I don't know how to pronounce your name. E-R-M-I-Y-T. Kind of like I was just saying, I don't know when you left this comment, but I'm still going to respond. A lot of people, so many people, most people, especially the ones who follow me, who are like past the beginner stage, they always say, I can understand perfectly. I can write very well and all these things, but I have trouble when speaking. It's because you're not speaking. That's it. You don't have trouble speaking your native language because you speak it every day. You would not have trouble speaking English if you spoke it every day. So I know that it's not the sexiest, most attractive, or interesting answer, but that is the answer. Just practice more. Talk more. Join a community, get a teacher or a language exchange partner, and talk every single day. There are no secrets. You did it once with your native language. Just do it again, bro. Don't spend your money on some bullshit course, somebody promising you that they have the secret to fluency or some shit like that. You pay for classes so a teacher can help you practice. You find a partner so you can exchange languages, or you join a community so you can learn with other students. But there's no secret to it. You just have to figure out which one of those things is best for you. But the process or the secret or the key is the same. Practice every day, bro. That's it. Do you have a school? No, I mean, a physical school? No, I mean, I'm giving private classes now. So if you're interested, click the link in my bio on my profile and get more information about that. So I'm giving classes, but if you mean actual, like, school? No. A few motivational words for Mexican students who want to learn English fast. I don't have any motivational words, but I do have some inspirational words. I would say, first of all, don't focus on learning fast. That should not be your objective. You should focus on learning effectively. There's a difference between those two things. Like, telling yourself I have to learn in the next 3 months is a bad idea, just because I don't know anybody who's ever learned a language in 3 months. I know a lot of YouTube videos have those interesting titles, but it's bullshit. Nobody has learned an entire language in 3 months. So I don't think fast should be the goal. I think effectively should be the goal. And like I was just saying a second ago, I'm about to say the same thing. My inspirational words are the same words I said just a second ago. Like, a lot of people are lost because they're trying to learn languages by themselves. They don't really know what to do or where to start or what they should focus on. That's totally understandable. But what you got to understand at the same time is, like, there's not only one way to do it. In my mind, there's only one way to do it, bro. If you're struggling to learn English, it's because you're not doing something. Most of the time, it's practicing with real people on a consistent basis. Everybody is sitting here watching the live or watching YouTube videos or Netflix or listening to podcasts and music, and they say, I'm learning English. But if you ask them, are you practicing with real people? 97% of people will say no. And they're confused why they're having such a hard time learning English. It's because you're not fucking practicing, bro. So not just Mexican students, all students who need some inspiration, I will say it like this. If you do not practice, you will not learn or improve. Period. End of story.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Just practice, bro. I know it's hard. I never said it was easy, but it's very, very, very simple. You don't have to overcomplicate the process, right? Just practice. That's it. I don't know what else to say. The next question right here in the list. How can I improve my speaking? I cannot help is your screen name. Speak. Just speak. There's no secret, bro. How do you learn to think in English? You think in English. How do you learn to talk in English? You talk in English. How do you learn to play basketball? You fucking play basketball, right? Like, I'm trying not to be aggressive here, but it's like, bro, like, I've been saying this every week for years now, bro. I just got to practice. Join the Life in English community. Come practice with us. Take some private classes with me. I will help you improve. Find another teacher. Take whatever you got to do to talk to real people on a regular basis. Do that. Maybe you have to invest some money. But, like, why would you not invest money in your education? You said this is what you want to do. This is important to you. So make the investment. If it's time or money or energy or effort, whatever it is, take it seriously and make an effort. Nobody's going to do it for you. I already speak English. I'm good. You're trying to learn, which means you have to put in some effort and some work. No teacher can learn English for you. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So those are my words of inspiration for anyone and everyone trying to improve their English. That's what I think. And a bunch of comments just came in, so give me a second. And I got to go in a second, so I'm going to try to get to all of these. So if you got questions or comments that I have not answered already, leave them now because I'm going to go in a second. Show us your cap. It's cool. Oh, okay. There you go. You got the purple cow. For those of y'all watching on YouTube as well. A lot of, actually, let me speak on that really quick. A lot of people, I even get messages like on Instagram. People send me direct messages like, hey, where'd you buy your hat? Where can I get your hat? I made this myself. Or I paid somebody to design it. The idea was mine. I paid a designer to create it. And then I sent it to a company and they put it on the hat and sent it to me. So for anybody wondering, that's how I got this hat. You cannot buy it anywhere. I just made it. So there you go. How can I overcome my stress? There's a bunch of ways you can do that, man. I guess it just depends on you. I don't know what you mean. Like stress when speaking English or like stress in life? I don't know. Exercise is a great way to overcome stress. If you're ever stressed, feeling anxious, or you're overthinking things, like usually physical activity is a great way to relieve the mind. So go for a run, lift some heavy shit, you know, lift weights, something like that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could do to relieve stress, right? So I'll just say exercise and see how that goes. Se los tacos son lo mejor. Los tacos de México son los mejores. Did you guys know? Like, I didn't even notice until I went to fucking Mexico, bro. This is like how culturally uneducated we are. I didn't even know that real tacos don't have cheese on them. You guys know that? Like, for fucking 20 years, my whole life in the U.S., here we eat tacos and put cheese on them. What's a fucking taco with no cheese? Like, are you crazy? Then I went to Mexico. All the tacos, no cheese. So I guess America, we're just obsessed with cheese or something. I don't know who decided to put the cheese on there. But, yeah, authentic tacos, no cheese. I didn't know that for 20 years. Now I know. Saludos desde Colombia. What's up, my friend? All right. How to pronounce this word? P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y. Probably. Probably. Now, depending on where you are, at least in the U.S., especially in the South, not everyone, it depends on your culture, where you're from, but like some people say probably, P-R-O-L-L-Y is I guess how you can write it, even though if you write it that way, that's not a word, don't write that word, but we say it that way, probably or probably. Like a lot of times in casual speech, I say probably because it's faster, it's easier. Like, I don't know, I'll probably go to the store around 7 or I'll probably call her later. I'll probably do this, I'll probably do that. But I'm saying probably. You see what I'm saying? So how many time I need to learn English living in whichever state? I guess you're asking how much time do you need to learn English? I'm not sure if that's what you're asking, but that's what I'm going to answer. So how much time do you need to learn English? It's different for everybody, bro. There's no concrete answer. Anybody who tells you you need this specific amount of time is either uninformed or misinformed, or they're lying to you, because it's different for everybody. Like, and it also depends on what you mean by learn English. Do you mean conversational? Do you mean fluent? Do you mean English for business specifically? What do you mean by that? It depends, right? Some people can reach a very high level in 9 months. Other people take 5 years. It depends on your study method, how often you practice, what, like how much energy and effort you put into it. Are you predisposed to learning languages like me, for example? It just depends. So I would say for most people, just put it in your mind. It's going to be at least, at the very least, 1 year of consistent practice every single day. Every single day, at least a year. Once you put that into your mind, now you can breathe. It's not going to happen in 3 months. It's not going to happen in 9 months, right? At least a year. Just think that way. So even if it happens faster, then wonderful. That's a pleasant surprise. But at least a year of consistent practice to get to a level where you can speak the way I'm speaking right now. Because I'm not talking fast. I'm not using slang. I'm not using idioms or expressions. And I imagine most of you watching right now can understand me. I'm speaking very calmly and clearly, slowly. So for you to speak like this, at least a year of consistent practice. That's what I would say. Hang on, y'all. I'm trying to get to these last comments. Damn. Okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to all these comments because I should have been gone like 20 minutes ago. So I'm going to try to read a few more. Get your comments and questions in now because I'm about to go. How do you speak normally? Good question. I mean, I probably should make that more clear. It's not that I speak so differently than I do right now. It's not a huge difference because naturally, I don't think I speak too fast. I use a lot more like slang and I don't pronounce my words as clearly as I am right now. So you know what? For the rest of this live stream, I just talk like I normally talk. Like now, I'm talking how I normally talk. I'm going to talk to you all the same way I would talk to my sister, my brother, anybody in the street. This is how I talk most of the time. I'm not going to force the slang or the idioms because that wouldn't be natural, but I'm going to just start talking the same way I would talk to anybody else for the rest of this live stream. Let me know in the comments if y'all can understand when I talk this way. As you can see, it's a little bit faster. My words are starting to blend together a little bit more, right? But it's not so different from the way I was speaking just a second ago. You know what I'm saying? So let me get to a few more questions or comments. What is the most elegant American accent for a girl? Oh, well, that's an interesting question. The most elegant accent for a girl. I don't know. I never thought about that, to be honest. But that is a really, really, really good question. And the reason I think it's a good question is because one thing that really helped me to speak naturally when learning a foreign language is choosing one specific person or one type of person and only listening to them and only trying to imitate them. For example, when I was learning Portuguese, I had friends from São Paulo. Most of them were from São Paulo. So I would try to speak like paulistanos or people from the city of São Paulo. I listened to a lot of music. So I was always listening to Racionais. It's a rap group from Brazil. And I would listen to interviews of them and stuff like that. And Mano Brown is one of the members of the group. And I would try to speak like him because I identify with him in terms of personality, like the way of thinking and stuff like that. So I naturally identify with that person, so I'm going to try to speak like that person. You see what I'm saying? I wouldn't try to speak like somebody from Rio Grande do Norte or like some other place because they all speak different. So focus on one person and try to speak like them, somebody you identify with. And make sure you understand how do they really speak? You know what I mean? Because you might identify with this person and think that they sound cool, but you might not know that if you speak that way in a business meeting or an interview, they're going to think of you as uneducated or ignorant, or you're from the streets and you that type of stuff. You need to know that, right? So I'm not answering your question anymore, but that is important for people to know. You know what I'm saying? So what's the most elegant female accent? I don't know, bro. I guess it's a question of opinion, right? I don't even know what you mean by elegant. So a lot of people say that people from California speak clearly, more clearly than people from other regions of the U.S. So maybe somebody from California, but I don't know, man. That's a really good question. I have an appreciation for different accents too, like a southern Georgia woman, somebody from northern Florida, Alabama. I like that accent as well. So I don't know how to answer your question. Just to save time, I'm gonna say I really don't know. I'm gonna have to think about that one. Okay, for everybody who left comments and questions that I did not answer yet, I'm sorry, y'all, but I gotta go. So if you have more questions or comments, I would say the best place to leave them is in the comments of my newest videos, because when I post a new video, for like the first day or two, like every once in a while, I'll go in and read the comments and see if there are questions I can answer or just respond to people. So I would say leave them on the newest videos, or send me a DM on Instagram, or join the Life in English community, and then leave your questions on the Discord server. I'm on Discord every day, so that's what I would say. I feel like there's something I'm forgetting right now. Like there's something I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So speaking of the community, if you want more information for how to join the Life in English community, go to lifeinenglish.net/community or just click the link in my bio. And the same thing for private classes. Registration is now open for August 2022. That's just in about a week and a half. So register for classes now. If you are interested, click the link in my bio. I hope to see you there. Write your Discord account. I'm not going to do that, but if you want to join the server, like I said, go to my website. It's extremely easy, and you'll find more information there. Thank you so much, y'all, for your time, your attention, your questions, and all that. More videos and podcast episodes coming soon. And remember, live your life in English, and you will learn English. All right? Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.